The Bird Show.
All right, so how big a deal is this around the world? Huge.
Talking about the World Cup?
The World Cup, yeah. Huge, huge, huge. Let me give you a little indicator.
A recent survey asked fans what they'd be willing to sacrifice to see their team win the World Cup. Now, in his capacity as NBC News' political director, Chuck will say this poll does not meet our standards for proper polling procedures.
Well, first of all, it's about soccer.
Anyway, listen to this. This is good. 51% said they would be willing to starve themselves for a week. 40% said they'd forego dating for a year. 7% would give up his or her job. And get this, 4% said they would willingly sacrifice a limb to have their team win the World Cup.
Wow. Willingly sacrifice a limb. Come on.
That's the world mentality. That's not the United States mentality. But around the world, it's that serious, y'all.
It is fascinating because I do think when the World Cup comes around, that's one of the reasons I'll check out some games, because I can't understand why the U.S. is so disjointed from it all, because you're right, it is a worldwide sport, and it seems that the only sports we get into here in the U.S. are U.S. sports. You know,
here's what I do know in the few times that I've had a chance to travel is that around the world, like when you go on vacation, when Americans go on vacation or we go to the beach or whatever, I've told this story before, you know, like I have a wheelbarrow full of toys for my kids. OK, you want to play with the truck? That's cool. You want to play with the shovel? That's cool. I got a pail for you over here. Mm-hmm. You got a Frisbee over here. You got this and that. I mean, it's crazy. Where I've traveled, the only thing they have on the beach is a soccer ball. And it's the entire family hanging out playing soccer. So since day number one, you are trained that soccer is it. And that's a major difference between us, because you do have so many alternatives here.
And all of the games, like everybody gets so rowdy when they go to all the soccer games and the stadiums. And I mean, it's definitely sort of a source of national pride.
I didn't realize how big it was. I just got lucky. My wife and I traveled to Portugal a couple of years ago while the World Cup was going on, and our flight landed in Lisbon. And the day that we got there, that night, Portugal was playing England. And it was a very, very big game for both countries. And Portugal beat England. And I was in Lisbon at the time. And the party that went on after that, the explosion of excitement in that city, it didn't stop all night long. And I'm not talking about partying in a New Year's New York kind of way. Everybody's getting all drunk and stuff like that. It was grandparents, parents, kids out dancing and driving and hanging out all night. We couldn't sleep because it was so loud all night long.
Wow.
So that gives you kind of an indicator of what it's like around the world, you know? Do you guys know this guy, Andres Cantor? You probably don't know his name, but you know his work. This is the guy that from time to time you'll hear just when a goal is scored. I think it's Univision now. Maybe it used to be Telemundo. I might have those backwards now. This is Andres Cantor. That's the real deal. No, that was a ghost from the Ghost Hunters. That's impressive right there.
Wow. Woo. How long is that?
Yes. Melissa knows where we're going.
I know where we're going with this. Okay, get the diaphragm working.
That's 21 seconds long.
No way.
Wow. 21 seconds long.
It's impressive.
Now, he's been doing it for years and years and years. We did this 4 years ago with the last World Cup to see who could hold goal the longest.
I was going
to
say, this sounds familiar.
That's where we're going.
We're going to do it again?
Yes.
Why not?
This is Andres giving you some suggestions on how to say it correctly.
Okay.
John has the ball. They give and go with Peter. Hi, I'm sportscaster Andres Cantor, and I am here to give you a few tips on how to make a great goal call. Let's get ready. You have to fill your lungs with air. Inhale once more.
It's a good thing you're not smoking anymore, Javi.
Ready? Now, have the shout come from the gut. Loosen up your mouth. Cup your hand over your ear so you can have better acoustics and listen to the shout that is going to go in crescendo from low to high. Ready? Now close your eyes.
Why?
Imagine yourself in the penalty box. 0-0, 90th minute. The ball comes to you. You're about to score the goal of your life. Here it comes. Girl!
That's awesome.
It's a generous use of the word awesome.
Wow.
I'm
but then
exhausted.
Does he do the gole thing afterwards?
Express your true colors.
Does he do that afterwards?
What's that?
The gole, like after he says it and then he yells it a bunch of times?
Sometimes he'll go, gola.
Yeah.
And it just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Does he, does he only call a certain amount of games or all the games? I'm confused.
Well, he passes out after the first goal.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he call for everyone?
No, I don't think he does.
Okay.
Well, there's not so much scoring in soccer, so he's got time to build that back up.
About once every 4 days, they score a goal.
That's why it's hard to get into it for me. There's just running back and forth.
That's the beauty of it, man.
Back and forth. Just take your shirt off.
Enough foreplay. Get naked already. All right, so let's all try this and see who can hold it the longest, all right? We'll try this one time.
Okay.
All right. On the count of three.
Oh, so we're all going at the same time?
Yeah, we're all going to go at the same time.
All right,
ready?
All right, here we go.
Hang on a minute. Hold on.
And we'll
so
see
do we go
the last
on
standing.
Three? Or, okay, on go. Or three.
We're very competitive.
On go. I'll say 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
No, hold on.
Hold on. I can't stop laughing.
We're all talking and laughing. Can we just have 5 seconds to...
All right. Kay. Close your eyes, Jeff.
Feel free to play at home.
It'll stand up.
Okay.
We are a competitive lot in here.
Hold on. I got to put my hand over my ear. Close my eyes.
You ready?
No.
Ready now? Okay.
Wendy, you
don't start laughing.
You're not gonna you've got tiny little lungs.
Yeah, you're out already.
Yeah, you've already left.
Ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Go!
And she's got a lot of experience holding her breath.
I nearly passed out.
I mean, you and Jen red in the face.
I do feel a little warm.
Y'all all right? You need some oxygen.
I even went up at the end. Did anybody hear me?
I heard you.
I was trying to fall and go up.
I had nothing left. Hey, Tanya, good morning. You're on the Bird Show.
Wow.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How are y'all?
Fantastic.
Ready for
winded.
Soccer.
A little winded.
We can't talk because we've been yelling goal for 30 seconds.
We're passing an inhaler around the studio, but that was great.
How are you?
Hello.
Oh
shoot. That ended well.
Goodbye!
Get it. The Bird Show.